AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump has argued the U.S. needs control of Greenland for security purposes, but in a text exchange with Norway's prime minister, he's also linked it to not winning the Nobel Peace Prize, saying he no longer feels an obligation to think purely of peace. Ed Donahue has more.
At the Davos Forum in Switzerland, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent responded.
I think it's a complete canard that the president would be doing this because of the Nobel Prize. The president is looking at Greenland as a strategic asset for the United States. We are not going to outsource our hemispheric security to anyone else.
The president's message was to Norway's prime minister, Jonas Gahr Støre. He said the president is very preoccupied with the Nobel Peace Prize, and I've explained to him many times that it's an award given by a Norwegian committee, not the Norwegian government. Støre also said focusing on the Peace Prize is not a bad thing. They are interested in doing something that qualifies them for an award that's about peace. I'm Ed Donahue.
In Iran, deaths from the crackdown on protests have now topped 4,000. A major snowstorm swept through Michigan, triggering a massive pileup on a highway southwest of Grand Rapids.
It was white out. You could barely see it. I barely see the car in front of me.
Pedro Mata Jr. had been driving a plow truck.
It was a little scary just listening to everything, just the bangs and the booms behind you.
Numerous injuries, but no deaths reported. And Charles Del Desma reports at least 40 people killed in a high-speed rail collision in Spain.
Video footage released by the Guardia Civil shows rescue workers evacuating the injured as they investigate the rubble. The collision occurred when the tail end of a train travelling between Malaga and Madrid with some 300 passengers went off the rails near Cordoba. It slammed into a train coming from Madrid to Huelva, another southern Spanish city, according to rail operator Adif. I'm Charles Del Desma.
This is AP News. Dangerous days in Guatemala.
President Bernardo Arevalo declared a state of emergency amid a wave of suspected gang attacks. The violence began Saturday with coordinated prison riots where inmates at three prisons held guards hostage. That was followed by attacks against police across the capital on Sunday. Guatemala's National Civil Police Director, David Custodio Botello, said nine officers have died and several are critically wounded. President Arevalo pledged a forceful response as he spoke at a ceremony for the fallen officers. We will not rest, and we will spare no resources in punishing, pursuing, and bringing to justice those responsible for these crimes. Residents interviewed by the Associated Press spoke of feeling unsafe in their own neighborhoods. Officials said the unrest was driven by gang demands for privileges for members and leaders. I'm Jennifer King.
It's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.